Hello, Joe.
Hello, Matt.
Hello, Vanessa.
Hello, Matt.
Can you hear me?
We can hear
Yes,
you very well.
Okay, the reason I'm putting on that silly voice is this is a bit of a first for me. Sort of having an interview with two people in two very different locations. We've got Joe, who's just down the road from me here in the Manny. And we got Vanessa all the way over there in England, in East Sussex. So thanks to you both for giving up your time. And obviously, I wanted to have a quick chat about what you've been up to. So the first and most obvious question, I guess, is how did you meet?
Well, we didn't know each other at all when we started out. It was after several months of talking that we met for the first time. We're from completely different parts of the UK. Joe's from Yorkshire in the north, and I'm from Ringmer, East Sussex, down in the south. So we're a long way away. And I've got a pet shop down there, which is now in its 21st year.
Wow.
It was actually, yeah, no, it's good. We've got lots of lovely customers. Ringmer is actually a village. It's called a village, but it's a town. It's got a lot of people there. And it was actually completely by chance that we connected, unknown to either of us. A good friend of mine used to work indirectly with Joe's husband, Martin, before they moved to Greece. And they happened to be having a catch up, and Martin was telling her about their new life and the fact that she was looking after 15 unwanted puppies in the nearby village. She passed the puppy story on to me, and I thought, that sounds interesting. I wonder if I can help. And they connected us after that, and the rest is history, as they say.
Right, great. Well, it's always lovely, isn't it, when connections like that are made.
It
So you're connected. What was the first thing you did together?
Well, we set out to find homes for as many of those 15 pups as possible. Joe had been sending me lots of videos of them, and they all looked wonderful. I think it was three sets of five. It was a pretty daunting task, although we probably didn't realize what we were getting into at the beginning. Our first venture was to bring five of them to the UK in one go, and that was quite a thing to organize first time around.
Yeah, I'm sure. So subsequently to that first venture, how many other sort of trips have you organized, Joe?
Well, that was the first, probably it must be near enough 20 now, I think. So quite a lot. So we've come quite a long way since that first one. Sometimes we send one dog on a trip, not by itself, it's with a transporter who's got others, or sometimes we send more than one, but just usually one or two. The first one was a bit of a bigger challenge.
20.
Yeah, we did. There were, yeah, 20
20.
trips. Yeah, we like to keep busy, Matt, you know.
Wow, that's. Well, I mean, people will know that I know you, but I'm actually surprised the number is that high.
I fit it in, Matt, around going to Waggies and going for a swim. You know how it is.
So, with over roughly 20 trips, has anything ever gone wrong?
We've had a few ups and downs, I'd say, along the way, haven't we, Vanessa? But nothing that we're not capable of dealing with. I think that first trip was probably our most challenging in lots of ways, partly because everything was completely new to us, partly because we sent five at once, which isn't something that we've done since nowadays. As I said, we tend to send ones or twos at a time. And at that time, five dogs arrived without confirmed homes, whereas now we always do everything fully in advance, and all adoptions are sorted out, so it takes some of the stress away. But the biggest issue on that trip was actually that the transport van that delivered the puppies actually broke down somewhere in Italy, and you can imagine that was massively stressful for everybody, especially the
Oh
dogs.
no.
But I know it was a bit of a nightmare, especially first time, you know. So the dogs, it was stressful for them, of course, most importantly, but for us, it was pretty hideous. The adopters all waiting eagerly for the dogs to arrive, and obviously the transporters stuck in the middle of all this. But luckily, the transporter community came together and they were super professional about it all. The dogs were all staying on a campsite, and another company came to help, and they completed the journey. But they arrived 2 days late, which is obviously not ideal. The trip normally takes 2.5 days, and this one took 4.5. But even though everyone had done their absolute best, it wasn't ideal. But I think we were just a bit unlucky. It's never happened in all the trips that we've done since then. I think anything relatively has been far less traumatic than that has. But the pups arrived, and they were all doing well very quickly afterwards. It didn't seem any the worse for the experience. So sometimes I think we worry about things more than the dogs do. But anyway, it's generally pretty good. But like most things with homing dogs, it's always a bit of a roller coaster.
And I was thinking, oh my goodness, what have I done when those five pups first arrived and it was late at night because of what had happened on the world? But they were all absolutely, well, they were wonderful and they settled down very quickly. They all came to my home to begin with. And then we quite quickly found the new homes. They're all lovely puppies and they've all got great homes in the area. So I get to see them all.
That's so nice. So,
Yeah.
okay, I guess there's bound to be some inevitable hiccups and downs on your roller coaster. But let's now look at the ups. Do you both have I don't know, a particular special moment in the time that you've been doing this together?
You go first,
Yeah.
Vanessa.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, there's so many. Perhaps, but I suppose perhaps the most special is getting my own two Greek dogs. Mars, one of them, the first one was Mars, called Mars, but we changed him to Theodopolis, although he's only called Theodopolis if he's naughty, he's usually Theo. And he arrived in that first group of five, and I didn't originally intend to keep one, but he did make himself irresistible. And he settled in nicely. And then I took Otis, named after the singer, of course, another one of the 15 from another mum. We already had a dog, Odin. He's an old boy. He was 11 and a half at the time. That's 3 years ago. 3 years ago. So initially I was worried about unsettling him, but it's just the exact opposite. He loves to play and he's in charge and they keep him young and he loves having the role of the patriarch. In fact, he's now a 14 and a half year old delinquent.
Oh, he's lovely.
But Theo and Otis are great dogs, and in fact, all the dogs we've homed are great dogs with fabulous personalities, and fortunately, they've been great ambassadors for Mia.
Oh, that's good. Ambassadors, I like that. And what about
Yeah,
you, Joe? Any special moments?
it's a bit the same. I just bought myself a bit of extra thinking time there, didn't I? But there are far too many to say. I mean, one of the biggest things for me is now whenever I go back to the UK, I have a bit of a different route. So I always try to go to see Vanessa and the boys and as many other dogs as I can when I go back, and every time I do it's really special. I think the dogs have all got really lovely homes with some great people, a real mix of people, but great people, and who they've all now really become part of my life because I'm still in touch with everybody. And I love it when the dogs still remember me when I go back. I get a bit sulky when they don't, but it's amazing a lot of them do. I suppose there's one dog that's always super special for me, and he's called Kefalis, big head. It's not particularly big. I don't really know why he's called that, but he was part of a pretty difficult story here in Greece and was kind of written off, really. But I always believed in him, and me and he always had, and we still have a very special bond. I love him to bits, but we found the most perfect adopters for him, and he's so happy with them, and they love him so much. It's just, well, it makes me cry every time I see them, to be honest. It's super, super emotional, and it's things like that that make anything shitty that goes on along the way pretty worthwhile, really.
For me, it's also lovely. There's so many dogs still visit the pet shop, and it's been a real privilege to watch the pups grow into adults and the adults flourish in their new lives. And also to see how all the dogs do remember Jo, and they're ecstatic to see her, especially Kefalis. And
Oh.
in fact, he licked and loved Martin too when he saw him this time, didn't
Oh, yeah, you're almost making me cry. He's just a superstar.
Before the tears start flowing, another question must be, so 20 odd trips, what are the challenges you face when you're doing this?
I suppose Finding homes is a challenge. It's getting hard all the time. And things like that recent BBC publicity about the risks of overseas dog adoptions doesn't help at all. But it's getting harder for me personally because this England's a small place and we have a lot of Greek dogs there now, and there's only so much demand in a small place. And some people, the other problem is that some people are looking for smaller dogs, and a lot of the Miro dogs are medium to large. They've all got great natures, but sometimes people just want a smaller dog, even though I know and always tell people a smaller dog doesn't mean an easier dog.
Yeah, it is a really hard challenge, I think. And right now, things are pretty slow in the adoption world for sure. But Vanessa has been amazing. I mean, I can't imagine if we'd not found Vanessa. She's found so many really great homes for dogs here, and that's all because, well, she's got a lovely pet shop. She's got really good customers who she knows, so we know they're going to good places, and she can help find us perfect matches. She's also a great lady, and she's got loads of energy and lots of enthusiasm, and people trust her, and that's key. And it would make a massive difference if we had more Vanessas in other parts of the UK or in other countries, to be honest. But either people or partner charities who can help me or help me out, more importantly here, because we appreciate everyone adopting. Someone can open up, multiple good homing opportunities. It's really brilliant.
Yeah, I can totally see you there. So I guess the last question then is to Vanessa on that sort of note. Vanessa, what would you say to anyone who might be interested in adopting a Greek dog from Meow or even going further and doing what you've done?
Well, I'd always recommend the Meow dogs. We've never had an adoption go wrong, and any bumps along the way, I've always been able to iron out with Jo. She knows the dogs, I know the customers. We always do the home checks and everything. We're a good team. That's real positive. We trust each other. You have to be able to do that. But to find homes for so many isn't easy, but it helps if you have a community of animal lovers like we have, at your fingertips. And if you've got a good reputation, because then people trust you, that's something I value and I don't take for granted. So, I don't want to make any mistakes. But if anyone is in a position like me and interested to help, I'd always be happy to share the ups and downs and the learnings and the help and support in any way I can. It's a really rewarding thing to do. I love it.
It sounds like it, and I can sense your sort of total commitment to it. So let's hope there are more Vanessas out there.
I'm
And
not sure.
may be
There's only
listening
one
to this.
Vanessa, but
well,
similar, but there can't be another.
that was almost a football song. I think we'll end it there. Thank you both very much indeed for your time. Carry on the good work, and let's see what the future brings. Thanks very much to you both.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.